And welcome back in Inside the Numbers, GameDaySportsRadio.com. Boji Wood coming to you from the GameDaySportsRadio.com studios right south of Atlanta, Georgia. Got Mike Bernard with us from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas. Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great, Coach. How about yourself? How are things over in the Peach State?
Oh, everything's just nice over here. It's the weather's warmed up, and the rain and cold has gone away for a while.
Yeah, it's nice to see spring a little bit early.
Mike, we're closing in here on March Madness, the countdown clock. I mean, we're, you know, less than a week or so away before things really get interesting. So let's go ahead and run down this week's top 25 AP poll in college basketball. The ACC and Big Ten, they each have four teams that are ranked in the top 25 this week. And this poll that we're going to review was released on Monday, February the 19th. No change at the top. Actually, no change within the top four. Virginia's still number one, only two losses on the season.
Yeah, Tony Bennett's Cavaliers still number one, scoring defense in all of college basketball. And as you said, we don't have any changes through one through four.
Okay, again, Virginia number one, receiving 42 of 65 first-place votes. Very solid number one team right now.
They are. Virginia just one loss since December 5th, and they're the best defensive team in all of college basketball. And plus, they shoot 77% from the line. Two very good things to have come tournament time.
Michigan State comes in at number two. Sparty, they've won 10 straight coming into this week.
Yeah, Tom Izzo's team sixth in the nation in rebounding. And, of course, they play physical. They always have under Izzo. The Big Ten tourney starts early this year, so their last regular season game is Sunday at Wisconsin.
Villanova ranked number one earlier in the year, coming in at number three. The Wildcats 25-3, but just 3-2 over their last five games.
Yeah, that's right. Jay Wright, but I think Jay Wright, head coach, is going to be pleased how Nova bounced back after the loss at Providence. The very next game, they beat Xavier by 16 at Xavier. Then they beat DePaul by 31, and they have guard Phil Booth back. He scored 14 in the win over DePaul. It was his first game back since breaking his hand.
And speaking of those Xavier Musketeers, they come in at number four, sitting 25-4 on the season.
Yeah, they don't get talked about much, but they're very solid. They're actually a half game ahead of Villanova in the Big East standings. They take very good shots, and they shoot almost 50% from the field, and they're almost unbeatable at home, being 16-1 on their home court.
Duke coming in at number five. They joined Virginia as two ACC teams in the top five. They haven't been there for a little while this season, but Coach K's Duke Blue Devils, they do get back into the top five this week.
Yeah, no surprise. They took two losses the first week of February, but they bounced right back with wins over Virginia Tech and Clemson. And this week, they absolutely destroyed Louisville.
When we look at 6 through 10, Gonzaga, Texas Tech, Kansas, Purdue, and the Tar Heels of North Carolina. Much like Duke moved up this week, Carolina, they return to the top 10.
Yeah, they do, and they belong in the top 10 the way they're playing. Number 6, Gonzaga, they're on a 10-game win streak. Of course, they played Carolina in the title game last year. Number 7, Texas Tech, lost at Oklahoma State Wednesday night. They're still 22-6 and in good shape. Number 8, Kansas. They have a one-game lead in the Big 12. They've been up and down, but they're where they belong. Number 9, Purdue, was on a three-game losing skid before beating a very good Penn State team last week, and then a road win Thursday night at Illinois helps. North Carolina, as you said, back in the top 10. Tar Heels still the best rebounding team in college basketball, and they're starting to play better, and they won at Syracuse Wednesday night, a nice road win.
When we look at 11 through 15, Cincinnati, the Bearcats are going to come in at 11. The SEC Auburn Tigers are going to come in at number 12. And then you have Wichita State and Clemson.
Yeah, the Bearcats lost two straight games last week, but they were at Houston and at home to Wichita State. Not bad losses. They're 23-4 overall, 12-2 in conference. Auburn, they dropped a couple of spots after that loss at South Carolina, but had a big blowout win over Alabama this week. Wichita State, again, they're in their first year in the American Conference, and they're beginning to play better on the road in conference play. They picked up road wins at Memphis, at Cincinnati. Shockers are 22-5 in second place in the American Conference. Clemson, they're a team on the decline. They've lost two straight in last week, and then this week they lost at Virginia Tech. They've lost three straight games.
The Buckeyes of Ohio State, they fill the 16th spot, and then you have the Wolverines of Michigan, Rhode Island, another SEC school in Tennessee, and Nevada.
Ohio State lost at Penn State and at Michigan last week. Again, not bad losses. They beat Rutgers by 27 on Tuesday. They have a very big game Friday night at Indiana. The Michigan win over Ohio State moved the Wolverines up to number 17, and they followed up that win with a big win at Penn State earlier in the week. Rhode Island, they took their first loss since early December last week at St. Bonaventure. St. Bonnie's a bubble team. They're really good. Rhode Island plays Friday night against Dayton. Tennessee, 1-2 last week, but they remain in the top 20 because both losses were on the road. Wednesday, Tennessee got a much-needed win over Florida in Knoxville. Nevada, they sit at number 20. The Wolfpack, 24-5, but really, they only have a couple of quality wins.
Bob Huggins and the West Virginia Mountaineers, they're going to fill the number 21 spot. St. Mary's comes in at 22, Houston 23, and to round out the top 25, Middle Tennessee State at 24, and another ACC team, Florida State, falls to that final slot at the 25th place.
Yeah, Coach, let's start with the Mountaineers at 21. They've been up and down the last several weeks, but they were impressive in a road win at Baylor Tuesday night. St. Mary's, 26-4. They split with Gonzaga. Many experts have them on the bubble. I see them getting in if they at least make it to the title game. The West Coast Conference Tournament starts March 2nd here in Vegas. Houston, a big win last week over then number 5, Cincinnati. The Cougars also had a blowout road win at Temple on Sunday, but then they came back and lost at Memphis Thursday night. Middle Tennessee, last week I mentioned the Blue Raiders and said they should have been in the top 25. Well, this week they're in at number 24. I look for them as a sleeper team in March. Florida State, from the ACC, they've won their last two. They have three regular season games yet to play. They go on the road to NC State and Clemson, and then they finish on March 3rd at home against Boston College.
Okay, Mike, before we wrap this up, I want to say thanks to Larry McIntosh of State Farm Insurance in Pelham, Alabama, for sponsoring this segment on GameDaySportsRadio.com and Inside the Numbers. Larry is at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Pelham, Alabama. For all your State Farm insurance needs, contact Larry McIntosh at 205-663-3119. Larry and his capable staff, they can take care of any type of insurance problems that you have, whether it be auto, life, home, health. They have a whole variety of products right there that can help you enjoy life better and put your mind today's again. Larry McIntosh, State Farm Insurance at 2685 Pelham Parkway, Pelham, Alabama. You can reach him by phone at 205-663-3119. Now, Mike, as we get ready for March Madness coming up just in a couple of weeks here, the thing I like about the top 25, yeah, we're ranking the teams, but we're going to have a true tournament, and we're going to, again, I don't know if we're going to find the best team, but we're going to find the team that's playing the best during tournament time.
That's right. This tournament's going to have 68 teams in it, and 32 are going to be automatic bids. And look, some of those conferences have no chance and really no business, but it's part of the allure of the tournament and part of the prestige and the history of it. But you're right. We're going to have 36 teams that are at-large bids, and we've seen those at-large teams go all the way to the Final Four, some even win it. But usually there's about 10 teams that have a legitimate chance, and we're going to see that come March.
Yeah, and to me, there are two tournaments that really stick out in my mind is where a team that maybe didn't have a great regular season, but they turned it on at tournament time and made things happen. And of course, you have to go all the way back, and I believe it was 83 where Jim Valvano and the North Carolina State Wolfpack, they're taking on Phi Slamma Jamma, Clyde Drexler, and that Houston Cougar team, and they were just unstoppable. But out in Albuquerque, the Wolfpack got the best of them on championship night and pulled out the win. And, of course, who can forget Villanova in the late 80s taking care of Patrick Ewing and the Georgetown Hoyas when no one gave them a chance. And that's what I like about March Madness and the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah, I do too. And I believe that was 1985 when Nova beat Georgetown. And I think Villanova might have been an 11 seed, which would have been the highest seed to ever win it. But look, we've seen 11 and 12 seeds get in the Final Four. We've seen them compete. We've seen them make it to the championship game. And really, look at the last few championship games. They've been great games to watch. And as you said, it's the teams that are playing the best at crunch time.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Inside the Numbers, Game Day, SportsRadio.com.
Don't want no cloudy morning. Won't you hear what I say?